found on the, what is it, Turner?
On axle.
And then from the hub, you got the spokes coming
That's
out.
That's right.
And the spokes come out and fit onto the, what's the thing?
To the tie, wagon tie, up in the tie, you know. Those spokes come from the hub and fit up in the wooden part where the tie is. And if them spokes comes out, the tie drop off, and then you don't have nothing but the hub.
Sometimes the outside of the wagon wheel's made out of out of steel.
That's
you
right.
Say it had a steel what?
Steel axle. A wheel.
Yeah. Or just the rim of the wheel?
That's right. But you see, the spokes don't come out of the end.
Have you ever seen a wheel that you had the rim was in sections? What, you know what you call one
That's
of those
right.
sections?
In pieces.
Do you know what those pieces were called? Do they have a special name?
I didn't know what they named them all. They'd connect them together.
Have you ever heard it called a felly? Ever heard that?
Never had.
You know what on a wagon, what do you hook the traces to?
Single tree.
And the single trees are connected to what if you have two horses?
To the double tree.
Have you ever heard the double tree called anything else?
Not anything else.
I guess you might, some people might call it a double single tree.
You might. You see, it comes over that tongue, and there's a hole through the tongue, and that pin goes down through the tongue, and this double tree is connected on top of the tongue, and the mule pulled by this double tree. And the tongue is just to hold the wagon steady. You unbreast it, take the breast chain loose from the mule, and the wagon roll most anywhere. You run over the mule so you don't get out of the way.
That's right. If somebody had a load of wood in his wagon and he was just driving along with it, you'd say that he's doing what? Just got a load of wood.
Got a load of wood on the way.
What's he doing with that wood?
Carrying it to the house for firewood.
But you ever say he's just hauling wood?
That's right. Heap of time and say he's hauling wood.
Okay. You know, sometimes when you're hauling wood, you might come across a big log in the road. You'd say, well, I got to tie a rope around that log and
drag it out of the way.
That ever happened to you?
That's right. Put it up. Cut it out of the way.
Yeah. You might say, you know, if you've done that a lot of times, you might be telling me, well, we've done what? We've... If you've had to drag them five times before that day, you say, we had a rough day.
Had a rough day and we had to drag things out the road before we could pass.
That's right. What do you call that thing that you use to break up the ground right at first before you plant anything?
Plowed.
After you plowed, did you use anything to break up the ground even finer than that?
You have a disc you run over it and cut it.
Is there any special name for that?
All I know is a disc to cut it up. And see the clods and things to be cut up. See, this turning fly sometimes turns up big sheets of stuff. Well, this disc comes along and grind it up. Then you take a shovel stock and you got loose dirt to run through to plant your stuff in.
Have you ever heard that called a harrow?
Oh, I've seen harrows, the harrow peanuts with. I see the harrows they drag over the ground with a lot of teeth done. Put a weight on it.
How many, are there a lot of different kinds of plows?
Sure.